In MyHeritage, the art of sacred smoke begins with the notion of the evil eye and the simple truth about energy. Energy is real. I say this all the time. It may seem obvious, but I want to clarify what that means to me and in this audiobook, because it has everything to do with the evil eye, which in my culture and much of the Middle East is the notion of someone creating harm in your space with their thoughts or words, either with malicious intent or subconsciously. Sacred smoke rituals are important in setting clear boundaries and protecting against the evil eye, a notion under different names that spans a myriad of cultures and people. About a decade ago, I participated in a plant medicine ceremony led by a prominent shaman and metaphysical author, the first of several. While he was opening the circle, he shared a lesson that permanently shifted my perspective. Here it is. There are no secrets. It may seem that there is much we don't know about the world, about others, and vice versa, but if we get quiet and centered, we have the ability to access the truth about any and everything. Since then, I've honed my ability to receive information from people and situations regardless of their facade. And you can too. We've all been there. You walk into your friend's home for a dinner party, and it's clear that the couple just had a terrible fight. Despite their smiling faces and pleasant welcomes, something is off. You feel uncomfortable. Energy is real. It's where the saying, you can cut the tension with a knife, comes from. If I'm scrolling my Instagram feed, checking out the handles of who has looked at our stories, sometimes I feel a little tap in my solar plexus, and sometimes it can feel like a punch. I've come to realize that the person whose name elicits that tapping feeling has been triggered by me in some way, generally without any intention on my part. We are naturally drawn to authenticity. Some people are magnetic because of their genuine nature. There is little disparity between their internal and external persona, and we can feel it. On the flip side, if we are not mindful of what we are projecting out into the world, and specifically toward other people, we can cause harm. How affected we are by others' bad juju depends on our own spiritual mastery. I know some people who are never influenced by others' opinions, words, thoughts, or nature. For most of us, though, especially sensitive folks, empaths, healers, and the like, there are many shades of gray at play. And if we aren't in control of our own energy, we can curse each other without realizing it. We compliment a friend on how beautiful they look, but are simultaneously feeling jealous, or a desire to possess something of theirs, and that can affect our friend negatively. That's why energetic cleansing is so important, and why employing sacred smoke rituals and other esoteric protective measures is critical. It's like personal hygiene. The same way we wash our hands to prevent disease or dust and clean our homes, it's essential to cleanse the energetic body. Consider the scientific theory of cause and effect. You bounce a ball against a wall, and it's going to come right back, in exactly the same way. You better believe that the negativity you put out is going to bounce back to you in time. This is also the root of karma. Jealousy, competitiveness, speaking about other people, toxicity, crosstalk, complaining, judging. The less you do, the better you will feel in this world. None of this is easy, but it's a worthy goal. It's important to note that becoming obsessive about the evil eye is just as harmful as not paying any mind. It's about cultivating balance and self-care, not about becoming superstitious. Constantly worrying about who might be throwing shade your way or how you might be triggering people will just fuel that negative juju.